This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and as always, we invite you to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. And with you in the studio here tonight is Ian.
And Daryl.
I guess Conan's had some car trouble. I don't know if we're going to be seeing him here tonight, but that's okay. We got plenty of things to talk about, including a terrible court ruling out of Kansas. After years of what seems like progress in the world of cannabis legalization across the United States, there's a major setback in Topeka, Kansas. This probably won't be affecting too many other people unless it goes up to the National Supreme Court, which it might. The Kansas Supreme Court, divided 4-3, has ruled that police can rely exclusively on their sense of smell to provide probable cause for a preliminary search of a home for marijuana without a warrant.
Hold on. So I've got several questions here that maybe whatever news story you have that gives the background of how this case actually went to the Supreme Court. But I'm trying to figure out how would police wind up being able to get close enough to smell a house?
Well, I mean, you would be downwind from it as an officer, and you'd go, "What's that I smell? I smell marijuana, and I believe that be coming from that direction of that house right over there, over yonder, and, well, I guess we don't need a warrant here now, gentlemen, so let's just go right in." I mean, that seems like what they're saying here. They just have to claim they smelled. Same thing with when you're in your car and they claim they smell marijuana on you.
Well, in that case, they either need you to give consent or they need an effing warrant.
If they claim they smell marijuana in a car? I'm not sure.
As I understand it.
I'm not sure about that.
That's why they always say, "I'm going to have to ask you to search your car."
I don't know if they have to ask if they smell marijuana. I'm not sure about that.
Well, the question's going to be, how many times can they testify that they smelled marijuana, not find anything, and then still be able to say, "I smelled marijuana"?
Unlimited. Because there's no, there's no tracking of that, right? Like the same judge, unless the same judge looks at the same cop 10 different times and says, "All right, no more of this."
At some point, you have an unreliable witness.
No doubt about it.
If I testify that I saw every armed robbery that ever happened, but I wasn't able to identify anybody, and there's evidence that I wasn't there to actually identify it, I'm an unreliable witness.
But you're also not a cop. And so if you're a cop,
the rules of witnesses should still apply to cops.
They should. However, you know as well as I do that the police have a different set of rules for them when it comes to the court and what the judge will believe. And look, if you are a cop who's claiming falsely that you smell marijuana coming from somebody's car and you've done it a bunch of times and you're worried that you're going to start looking like an unreliable witness, well, then you just plant some marijuana the next time and it's all good. 4-3 ruling extends to residences. This is from Fox4KC.com. Already established, extends to residences and already established practice in Kansas that allows police to search vehicles for marijuana based only on smells. So they're just basically extrapolating, well, we can do this in a car in Kansas. Maybe it's not allowed in some other states, Daryl, but apparently in Kansas, if a cop sniffs out what he believes to be the smell of marijuana in your car, that is justification for a search. They're now saying that's also true about houses. The ruling came Friday in a case in which Lawrence police entered a man's apartment without a warrant because they detected a strong smell of raw marijuana. The justices rejected arguments by Lawrence Hubbard's attorney that sought to suppress evidence of drugs because the initial warrantless search by Lawrence police officer Kimberly Nicholson and another officer violated his constitutional rights. The lawyer also argued that Nicholson's testimony that she smelled raw marijuana coming from the apartment was inadmissible expert testimony and questioned whether the officer could detect the smell of raw marijuana inside the apartment while standing outside of the front door. The majority opinion written by Justice Dan Biles that upheld Hubbard's convictions said officers didn't have to perform a sophisticated sensory task before performing the warrantless search. He wrote in the decision, quote, "We are not dealing with sommeliers trying to identify a white wine as a Loire Valley Chenin Blanc," he wrote in the decision.
Sommelier is that
word. That's a wine expert.
Yeah. Yes.
Did I not say sommelier?
No.
I thought I did. Okay. The officers...
I didn't hear it as sommelier.
Okay. The officers entered Hubbard's apartment in November of 2013. After later obtaining a search warrant, they found 25 grams of unsmoked marijuana in a closed Tupperware container locked inside a safe in a bedroom closet. A small amount of weed was detected on a partially burnt cigarillo in the living room.
All right. Hold on. Less than an ounce in a Tupperware container... locked in a safe, and this jackhole said he smelled it while standing on the porch?
It's unbelievable. Yeah.
I don't buy it.
I don't either. And the term raw marijuana, what does that even mean? I thought that meant plants. I thought she said she was smelling, you know, a grow operation or something like that. When I hear raw marijuana, because burnt marijuana is one thing, that smells like something,
right.
And then room full of plants is going to smell completely different from...
Right. I guess what they mean by raw is...
just buds. Marijuana buds.
You know, prepared flowers that you are not yet lighting on fire.
Right. 25 grams, so under an ounce, in a Tupperware container, inside a safe, inside a bedroom closet. Yeah, right. The closet holding the marijuana was an estimated 30 feet from where Nicholson said she first smelled unsmoked marijuana, said Hubbard's attorney. His name is Jim Rumsey. Rumsey said, from 30 feet away, we're supposed to believe she can smell raw marijuana? I'd suggest no reasonable person could do that. Kate Butler, an assistant district attorney in Douglas County who argued the state's case before the Supreme Court, said the officers properly established probable cause and the initial security sweep prevented someone inside the apartment from destroying possible evidence of a crime. She said, what do we have? What we do have is two officers very familiar with the smell of marijuana testify using words such as overwhelming, potent, and very strong. A dissenting opinion authored by Justice Carol Beyer said Hubbard's conviction should be reversed and his sentence vacated. Beyer said a lower court ruling failed to demonstrate the lawfulness of the search warrant and determine whether police officers should have been qualified as expert witnesses. So this is really bad legal precedent in Kansas. And, you know, of course, this all started at a district or superior court level where this person initially lost. I don't know if it was a jury trial at which they lost, but, I mean, this is just a shocking case all around, the idea that a jury could be convinced, and I guess welcome to Kansas, that a cop has the... I mean, you might be able to believe a dog could smell through Tupperware inside a safe, but even that is... a suspicious claim.
Right, and especially considering, and I forget the percentage, it's somewhere between 50% and 75%.
Of the failure rates of dogs.
Yeah, you know, people doing these tests on, let's see how accurate the dog is, and they hide stuff, and like, yeah, it's some remarkable amount of time where the dogs either don't find the thing at all, or they find everything that's not there.
Yeah. And what is the punishment, again, for the officer who says they smell marijuana, but then they find absolutely nothing?
Oops, my bad.
Yeah, there's probably no real consequence whatsoever.
If you reported something that turned out to not be the thing that you reported, well, now it's making a false report to police, and you go to jail.
Yeah. It's terrible that if you're in Kansas and you're a marijuana user, I mean, this is an incredibly dangerous thing because basically all it means is somebody gives an anonymous tip to the police, then the police show up saying, oh, well, my ex-boyfriend, or, you know, you don't say who you are,
right.
But if you don't like your ex-girlfriend or boyfriend, you send an anonymous tip to the police saying so-and-so's got some weed in their apartment or whatever. And if the cops feel like it, they can just go and claim to smell weed while standing outside the front door. And then that's it. They're pounding on your door, demanding to be let in, and that's it. You know, you go to prison. The toll-free number, if you want to join us here, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Now, you know, in the other states where we've actually seen cannabis legalized and decriminalized significantly, the war against it doesn't seem to be going on as earnestly as it has previously. In fact, I was on Boston.com, the Boston Globe website, and I was amazed to see that on the top of the site, the major categories on the site, marijuana is now the category, one of the categories on the top of the site. News, weather, sports, marijuana, food, and culture.
Woohoo!
More coming up.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The Crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The Crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The Crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the Crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
When do you want to spot that burglar? When he's casing your home or after he's in? Ask John, whose Blink camera alerted him of burglars trying to break in while his family was home. Or Shannon, whose Blink camera caught a package thief. Blink motion-activated cameras are wire-free, set up in minutes, and run on two AA batteries that last up to 2 years. Save up to a whopping 40% off all add-on cameras and systems through December 22nd while supplies last. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. can bring us anything that you want here. We got a little bit of bad news, a little bit of good news in the world of marijuana. The bad news for those of you in Kansas. Now the police can just claim they smelled marijuana and go right ahead and search your house without any kind of warrant whatsoever. So, don't know what else to tell you about that one. If they want you, they're going to come get you.
Yeah.
Because all they got to do is say, I smell weed coming from that there house. And there you go. They get to search your home. Apparently, all the way down to inside a safe, which is where they found 25 grams of marijuana inside a Tupperware container in a man's home that was inside a closet. So, safe, inside a closet, and then a Tupperware container inside the safe.
Yeah.
Cop outside the front door claims they smelled raw marijuana.
Mm-hmm. I don't buy it.
So. So, speaking of buying things, though, Daryl, you could go to Bitcoin.com, where they got a cool store full of Bitcoin swag and gear, and right now, there's a special offer that is only going through tonight. So, if you're listening live on the radio or online or satellite, then you can still take advantage of this. If you're hearing this via podcast, there's still going to be some kind of cool deal going on at the Bitcoin.com store, but it's not going to be this particular deal.
Correct.
Where you will get, if you spend $50 in the store, you'll get a swag pack worth $40 containing collector coins, T-shirt, snapback, webcam cover, and more. You can go check it out and learn more over at store.bitcoin.com. It is the 10 Days of Bitmas over at store.bitcoin.com. Speaking of buying things, as I was mentioning as we were going out to the break there, Boston.com, one of the major newspapers in Boston, Massachusetts, I was surprised when I saw the headlines here at the top of the page. You know, they got the categories of news, right?
Yep.
News, weather, sports, marijuana. So it's right there at the top. I just thought, wow. Things sure have changed in Massachusetts as far as that was not a category a year ago.
Right.
And sure enough, they've got a bunch of different marijuana-related stories. This one I had not heard from the Associated Press. One of the world's biggest tobacco companies is diving into the cannabis market now with a $1.8 billion buy-in. Guess who?
Philip Morris.
Close. Not quite. There's always
been that other one,
Altria Group Incorporated, which is the maker of Marlboro cigarettes.
All right.
So, and this is particularly interesting because for years there was always a rumor that kind of flew around the marijuana world of that the rumor was that Marlboro already had designs for a marijuana cigarette.
Yes.
They called it like Marlboro Greens or Golds or something like that. I think I heard
something about that.
Marlboro Golds, the marijuana cigarette version of Marlboro. And it was always sort of shot down as though, oh, this is just rumor. It's meaningless.
Right.
But now here you go. $1.8 billion is allowing Altria Group Incorporated to take a 45% stake in Cronos Group, which is the Canadian medical and recreational marijuana provider. The agreement includes a warrant to acquire additional shares over the next 4 years that could give Altria, which is based in Richmond, Virginia, a 55% ownership stake in the Toronto company. That would mean Altria's investment would be in the same league as the $4 billion spent earlier this year by Constellation Brands to acquire shares of Canopy Growth Corporation, another Canadian pot producer. The August investment by Constellation, which makes Corona and other beverages, was the largest to date by a major U.S. corporation in the cannabis market. Whatever hesitation larger corporations in the U.S. had about entering the cannabis market appears to be fading if there is a financial justification. And I also find this particularly ironic considering that for years, these very same corporations were the people behind the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
Yeah.
Remember those people made those stupid TV commercials?
This is your brain. This is your brain on drugs.
Everybody remembers those dumb, laughable, pathetic commercials.
It was a couple of years ago, the actress that was in those commercials actually wound up doing a commercial making fun of that thing and talking about how how she's changed her views over the last 20 years.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know which actress, because they've made a zillion of these dumb commercials, but you're saying
it was the really famous one, where it was the teenage girl, this is your brain on drugs, any questions?
Oh, wow. Okay, because there's that one. That's, of course, the most famous one, but then the one that I always remember is where the dad
I learned it from you, Dad!
The dad catches his son with a bag of weed in his dresser or whatever and
yeah.
blames him. All right, so this is good news. I mean, you know what? So I don't know if Altria was on the list of the companies that were the partnership for the drug-free America. I don't have the list in front of me, but it was the major alcohol manufacturers, the cigarette producers,
right.
these people that were the part of the partnership for the drug-free America, which, of course, was completely ironic given that they are manufacturing drugs that are arguably as dangerous, if not more so. Certainly, certainly alcohol, way more dangerous than cannabis. And you could argue that smoked cannabis might be on the same level as smoked cigarettes just because of the smoke, but there's still not really much evidence for that argument. It's just an argument based on feelings
right.
rather than any kind of hard evidence. U.S. shares of Cronos Group, which was one of the companies that was invested in, jumped up 22%. Altria's huge investment lit up shares of cannabis companies that had begun to set up shop in Canada, where recreational use was legalized this year. Consumers are expected to spend $57 billion per year worldwide on legal cannabis by 2027, according to ArcView Market Research, a cannabis-focused investment firm. In North America, that spending is expected to grow from $9.2 billion in 2017 to $47.3 billion in 2027. Now, 10 years is a long way to project some numbers, but regardless,
yes.
there's no doubt that there's a lot of money to be made in the world of legal cannabis. And, you know, at this point, I think it's just going to be a race of states trying to jump on board so as they don't lose tax dollars that they've
yeah.
been letting go for so many years. Toll-free number if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE. We got some other crime-related stories. Daryl, you've got a piece about this Nazi who ran a car into people over a year ago in Charlottesville, Virginia. This guy's been convicted now.
He was convicted a couple of days ago. And on Tuesday, the jury in Virginia recommended a sentence of life in prison
wow.
for the self-described neo-Nazi who killed a woman when he rammed his car into a crowd of protesters, or a crowd protesting 2 days of white supremacist rallies in Charlottesville, Virginia. The jury urged the judge to send James Fields to prison for the rest of his life 4 days after bringing down the guilty verdict for first-degree murder and 9 other counts of other crimes for killing Heather Heyer and
Jeez.
Injuring 19 people after that Unite the Right rally. The judge will now wait until March 29th to decide how long to put James Fields in prison.
So 4 months until sentencing, babe. Several months until... 4 months.
3.5?
Yeah.
The jury also recommended, in addition to the life sentence for murder, a total of 419 years in prison for the 9 other crimes.
Damn.
So basically, this guy's likely going away for a long time. There's more to the
yeah.
story, though.
Because the claim originally was that this guy was trying to get away from the protesters, that he was trying to escape from having his car attacked by these angry protesters. That was the other side of the story. I guess the jury didn't buy it. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News.
3 years, that's how long President Trump's former personal attorney Michael Cohen will be spending behind bars. Cohen committed tax and bank fraud along with campaign finance violations. Cohen was also ordered to forfeit $500,000 and is being forced to pay more than $1 million in restitution and a $50,000 fine. Theresa May will continue as Prime Minister of Britain. After surviving a no-confidence vote, she looks forward to getting back to work on getting the country out of the European Union.
Following this ballot, we now need to get on with the job of delivering Brexit for the British people and building a better future for this country.
On a party-line vote, the FCC approved a measure that gives mobile phone carriers more power over text messages. The agency's leadership has pushed for the measure, which would now classify messaging as an information service. And Congressman Mark Meadows, he will not be the next chief of staff for President Trump. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free here, whether you want to talk about the bad news or the good news in the marijuana world or criminal activity. We've got the story here about the Nazi in the car, the one from Charlottesville, Virginia, who ran into a crowd of people, killing at least one person, young woman.
Yes.
And injuring... what was it, more than a dozen others? Several?
19
other people. The claim in that original story was that he was trying to get away from a mad crowd of protesters.
Yeah.
Apparently the evidence didn't really bear that out, so we can tell you more about that coming up here. It's Ian and Daryl in the studio tonight, and by the way, I do want you to know about the Blink Home Security System. Look, there's a great gift idea here when it comes to Blink, because number one, it's affordable, so you don't have to lay out a bunch of money to get your loved ones protection for their homes, or maybe even a small office. I think Blink would work well there as well. There's no contracts or subscriptions with Blink, and it's super easy to set up because they're wireless cameras. You just put them wherever you want around your home. They even have outdoor versions as well, and again, no wires, so it's all done. You set it up via your Wi-Fi-enabled device. You know, you determine when you want the cameras to operate. Do you want them running at nighttime while you're at work? You know, it's up to you. And then they will send you clips whenever something goes on in front of their each camera. So go to blinkprotect.com/FTL. You can save up to a whopping 40% off of all add-on cameras and systems through December 22nd while supplies last. It's blinkprotect.com/FTL. And by the way, the batteries last up to 2 years, and they're just AA batteries. So when it's time to replace them, it's no big deal. You don't have to go find some weirdo battery from some obscure, you know, supplier that are really expensive. These are easy to afford, and the cameras are shockingly affordable. Even when they're not on sale, they're shockingly affordable. But go and get the special deal right now at blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blink is an Amazon company. As we continue here, Daryl, where's your story coming out of?
This is from Reuters, and of course it's out of Charlottesville, Virginia, where again, back in August of 2017, of course, there was the somewhat infamous Unite the Right rally that turned into two groups of Yahoos fighting one another.
Right. No real winners here. I mean, they're all awful.
And then the next day or later in the day.
It was nighttime when they had their little fight.
Right. I couldn't remember if that was at night or just
it was
super early in the morning.
No,
like, I knew it was dark.
Yeah, it was nighttime.
This guy, James Fields, drives his car through a crowd of protesters, killed one person, injured 19, and again was found guilty of all of those 4 days ago.
Wow.
And Heyer's mother, Susan Bro, tearfully told the jury on Monday that her daughter's message of tolerance would live on. She said, "I trusted the system of justice to handle what it needed to handle. I was not going to be consumed by hatred for this young man."
Wow.
Attorneys for Field, who did not speak to reporters after the court session on Tuesday, never disputed that Fields accelerated his Dodge Charger into the group of counter-protesters.
Because there was video.
Flying. Yes, there was video evidence.
You can't dispute the video evidence.
Well, sometimes people try to.
Yeah, good luck with that.
But the lawyer instead suggested that Fields felt intimidated by the hostile crowd and was acting to protect himself.
Hmm. I mean, that could be true, right? Like, it wasn't an unbelievable story when I first heard it that the dude was being attacked by some random protesters. I mean, the what are they called? Missing the name of this, the counter-protester. What the hell were they called?
Antifa.
Antifa, thank you. The Antifa people are not a nice group of people either, right?
And I don't think everybody that was a counter-protester
was Antifa.
Should necessarily be lumped into Antifa.
Could be. But, I mean, the fact is, they aren't a nice group of people either.
Right.
I mean, I'm not defending the Nazis.
The people that got into...
I'm not sure which one is worse, honestly.
The people that got into the fight, whatever day or night it was, everybody that got into a fight was looking for a fight.
It sure seemed like
it. So it's not like somebody just happened to be walking through the park and got punched in the face and didn't know what was going on.
Right.
Both sides showed up with, like, shields and pepper spray and batons and stuff.
Yep.
Everybody was looking for a fight.
Yeah, and similarly, you can make the same claim about this dude in the car. Like, what was he doing in the middle of a protest like that?
Right.
He probably was looking for a fight.
Right.
He was probably looking for people to attack his car.
In the video, you can clearly see that he backs up and then goes forward.
Oh,
like,
really?
There were fewer people behind him than there were in front of him.
Mm-hmm.
The easiest way for him to get out would have been to back up.
But you see what I mean? Like, he was there in the first place. That seems to me to be proof that he was looking for some trouble.
He was looking for trouble.
Yeah.
Fields, who's originally from Ohio, was photographed hours before the attack carrying a shield with the emblem of a far-right hate group, and he has identified himself as a Nazi.
Oh, boy.
Now, here's where, and we talked a little bit about double jeopardy last Thursday. Here's where something that is
the
legally...
legal concept?
Right. Here's something that
you can't be charged twice for the same crime?
Correct. Okay. Something that is legally not double jeopardy, but definitely fits the spirit of double jeopardy, is he's also facing federal hate crime charges.
Hmm.
So basically, you did this one thing, but we're charging you at two completely different jurisdictions, and he's most likely going to be convicted at both jurisdictions, which, you know, seems like legal double jeopardy, but legally it's not because it's different jurisdictions.
He's already facing a lot of time, right? I mean, he was convicted of like nine counts.
He's facing 419 years on top of a life sentence.
Right.
The federal charges actually carry a death penalty.
What? For hate crimes? See, I didn't even know that we had... I mean, I'd heard about the hate crime legislation,
remember,
but I didn't know that...
he killed someone,
yeah,
and the federal government still has death penalty as an option for when you kill somebody, and then the hate crime is just sort of like an add-on.
That's what I thought. Yeah, so I didn't think they could charge him with just the hate crime. I thought it had to be in tandem with another charge.
Yet, the murder.
So they are charging him with murder, federal.
I'm assuming so.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Because he murdered someone, which is both a state and a federal crime.
Right.
And then if they say it's a hate crime, then there is the federal jurisdiction that winds up being able to basically be tacked on. The Reuters article doesn't specify exactly what the federal charges are, but I'm fairly certain that we could find that fairly easily.
If you want to join the discussion here, you can. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. First-degree murder was what he was, one of the charges he was found convicted of, which means it's premeditation, right? First-degree says that you thought about this in advance. This wasn't, you know, manslaughter. This wasn't an accident. It wasn't in the heat of the moment. It wasn't second-degree murder. This was a premeditated thing.
Right. And let me actually pull up the definition, the legal definition from Virginia.
Of double jeopardy or?
No, of first degree murder.
Oh, okay.
Just to make sure.
Well, so I mean, it's always that.
Murder other than capital murder by poison, lying in wait, imprisonment, starving, or any willful, deliberate, and premeditated killing or in the commission of or attempt to commit arson, rape, forcible sodomy, inanimate or animate object, sexual penetration, robbery, burglary, or abduction, except as provided elsewhere, is murder in the first degree. So basically, if you're doing it while committing another crime, or it's premeditated, or you're lying in wait.
The jurors, I don't know if you mentioned this, but apparently these are going to be likely consecutive sentences. So whatever sentences he receives from the judge will be not concurrent.
That's what the jury is recommending.
Yeah.
So now it's up to the judge to either take their recommendation of life plus 419 years, or just say life.
Yeah.
Or he could say 9 consecutive sentences of life in prison.
Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. I got a story about a jury that let a guy go. Except this one is doing the right thing.
Yay.
We'll tell you about that here in moments. And tell you what he did to the police that got him in the court in the first place. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can bring up what you want on Free Talk Live.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-951-5617 and use promo code FTL. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever is on your mind. Just dial in toll-free to join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. It doesn't have to be criminal justice related. We've been discussing the guy who ran his car into a crowd of protesters. I guess it was over a year ago now, back in August of 2017, in Charlottesville, Virginia, convicted of murder among other charges, facing over 400 years behind bars. Has yet to be sentenced. That's coming up in March. I imagine he's been taken into custody at this point and is likely under lock and key.
Yes.
Probably was prior to that. It's Ian and Daryl in the studio tonight. In fact, speaking of people under lock and key, I've actually got a letter from one of the guys from Prisoners for Liberty. We can give you an update on that group. Actually, somebody was just asking about it in the chat room on our Discord server earlier today. So if you, by the way, want to join the chat room over at Discord, there's several different chat rooms. There's the On Air Now room, where people tend to hang out and chat during the show, but then there's a bunch of other ones like about gaming or cryptocurrency and more. Go to discord.lrn.fm to do that. Once again, that's discord.lrn.fm as we go to your calls and thoughts. And coming up, there's a man who put a giant sculpture on his front lawn in Vermont, and we'll explain exactly what the sculpture was and why it's creating so much controversy. But first, we go to the phones, go to the Discord on-air call-in line room where Brooksy is on the line. Brooksy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, you're on the air.
I'm a pretty recent listener.
Welcome.
I came across y'all maybe like a week ago.
How?
But enough. Well, actually, you know, I'm a delivery driver.
Oh.
And my car, usually I'm like bumping, you know, my trap music.
Okay.
But my car, like the media thing was broken, so I listened to the radio.
Oh.
And I just want to say it's really nice to find someone who's not necessarily super right or super left, but more of a libertarian.
Yeah, that is a refreshing thing to hear on the radio. What where were you driving? What town were you in?
I I'm located in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Oh, excellent. WRNN, longtime affiliate on Saturday nights. Actually, just heard from their program director this week, since WRNN is one of the Michael Savage affiliates. And Savage, who is a hard right-wing ultra-conservative, is cutting his show back in 2019.
And I used to live in Myrtle Beach.
You did. You were at the airport, didn't you?
I did. And I left like the weekend before WRNN started taking Free Talk Live.
Wow. Well, thanks for calling in tonight, Brooksy. Sound good? What's on your mind?
Well, I haven't been listening, but I assume you've been talking about the Michael Cohen.
Actually, no, we haven't mentioned a thing about it. This is the Trump attorney. He's been convicted. Is that right?
Yeah. Well, I don't really want to talk about that.
Okay,
I don't think it's as important as what I do want to talk about.
Yep. All right.
Which is the Yellow Jacket protests in Paris, which I think are very important because it's our left and the far right coming together, which I think is great. Shout out to Luke Gradowski of We Are Change. I don't know if you know who that
is. We do know Luke. We've had him on the show a number of times in the past. Probably the last time would have been Anarchapulco. I don't know if it was this year or the year prior to that. But, yeah, we've had Luke. Is he over there right now?
Yeah, he's doing great, great journalism on the ground there.
Yeah, I gotta hand it to Luke. That guy is not afraid of putting himself in some very dangerous situations. I mean, dude went down to Venezuela last year. That's a pretty crazy place to go. I would not want to go to Venezuela at all under any circumstances. Like, I might rather go to North Korea than go to Venezuela.
People.
Sorry, go ahead.
Well, I would go to North Korea, too, just because it seems interesting.
Yeah.
There's a marathon in Pyongyang.
No way. Are you serious?
It finishes inside the stadium full of like 50,000 people. Now, I'm curious how many of those 50,000 people actually want to
be there
and how many are told that they have to
be there. Yeah.
Well, that's probably the most exciting thing that's happened to them in years.
Well, they do have the Ararang thing that they do at the, is it the, might be the same stadium, but that's an incredibly beautiful display. Unfortunately, it's also a coerced display because people are forced to participate in it under the penalty of who knows what horrors would be befalling their family. But anyway, sorry, I interrupted whatever point you were trying to make there.
Oh, no problem. I'm just curious if in the United States we'll get some form of the, like, Yellow Jacket protest where, you know, left and right come together to fight for the issues that, you know, 95% of the people agree on.
But is it really? From what I'm hearing, the protests happening in France aren't necessarily this coalition of, you know, quote-unquote left and right. It's really, sadly, a bunch of socialists that are mad about a fuel tax, but they want more government.
But if you want more government, that would come with more taxes. I feel like if they're...
That's why I said it's, you know, ironically, a group of socialists that are protesting a new tax.
Yeah, that's what, I mean, look, I haven't looked closely into this. I have heard them discussing it on the Cult of Freedom, which is our afternoon show at LRN.FM. So I've heard a lot about it. And they were actually going through a list of demands. And I'm trying to pull it up. I don't know where they got it from. So we'll see if we can find that, because it was really interesting. Just an absolute mess of status kind of demand. So just because somebody's against a tax doesn't mean they're against all taxes.
Right.
And so, you know, when you see people out in the streets burning things and destroying things in France, it's almost always a bunch of socialists. So that's why I was also surprised, like you, Brooksy, I was surprised when I heard that they were protesting a tax, because I thought, that's never happened in France, or at least not that I was aware of.
I watched some of Luke Radowski's videos, and while I'm sure a lot of them are socialists, a lot of them are anti-Macron, and he's pretty much a socialist.
Well, they're all basically socialists over there, right? It's just different flavors of socialism.
Right.
Yeah.
Like this group, they're also, from what I gather, they're nationalist.
So they're Nazis.
by definition, if you are a national socialist, then you would be a Nazi. They're not calling themselves Nazis.
No.
But, you know, they want some weird form of protectionism, and basically we need to tax everybody else, which doesn't work. You know, like, even if you impose all kinds of weird tariffs, like the, Cheeto in Chief has done, it's us, the people that are buying things, that are paying that. It's not a tax on Mexico or China.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of, like, taxes. I know they're awful in the EU, but I was just curious on your guys' on the immigration going on in the EU and, like, the rise of nationalism in countries like Poland and Hungary.
Well, I'm a completely response. Against nationalism. And I'm completely in favor of immigration. I mean, I think that freedom obviously should include the freedom to travel and the freedom to go to a place where you're wanted. Obviously, you should not go to a place that you're not wanted. So private property that says, hey, don't come here, you shouldn't go on that. But if somebody says, yeah, come on over, then nobody else should be able to stop a person from crossing into an area that they, you know, are welcome.
But I agree with you on that point. I think, you know, I've known people in my area, a lot of people who are undocumented,
mm-hmm.
and they want, like, right-wing media portrays them as, like, thugs and, like, bad people, and they're really not.
Absolutely not.
I mean, some of them are great people. And
every person who I've ever known, every person I've ever known who's been an immigrant has been a good person. They've been looking for a better life and are usually very hardworking people who are willing to, in many cases, do jobs that others just don't want. The old claim that, you know, they're taking our jobs is mostly BS in a lot of areas because
there's also this sort of belief in Schrodinger's immigrant, that immigrant that is both taking your job and too lazy to work, so collecting all your welfare.
It was a good call, though. Just you got to remember that we are on the radio.
Yeah.
So therefore,
and
you can't say that.
I actually did find a list of what the actual demands are of the Yellow Vest protesters.
I couldn't find it.
I had to find it in a YouTube video.
Oh, wow.
But they have the text up on a screen, so I'm able to click through. So I do have the text.
Okay, so the alleged demands. Now, you know, where did they actually source these from? We don't know, but we can share some of those with you coming up here, because I'm sure there's some pretty outrageous demands on that list. And again, kudos out to the Call to Freedom for finding it first. That's how I became aware of it. We'll get into some of that maybe coming up here in a moment. So your calls and thoughts are also welcome at 855-450-FREE like freedom. It's Free Talk Live.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Do you need extra cash to buy gifts or just to pay all those extra bills during the holidays? Well, now you can get cash fast this holiday season with a personal loan for up to $5,000 right from your phone or PC at 79cash.com. How fast can you get your cash? Well, with 79cash.com, our lenders can have your cash at your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 79cash.com and you can get the cash loan you need now. So if you need cash fast this holiday season to buy gifts or pay all those extra bills, go to 79cash.com and get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.